Another tense day on the streets of Karachi as protesters demand the arrest of those responsible for the killing of Shia Mourners in two bomb blasts on February the 5th. Assassinations, bombings and arson attacks have put nerves on edge in Pakistan's financial center. The demonstrators make their way through the crowded streets towards the chief minister's house. They chant slogans asking for justice for the victims. The local Shia leader is in no doubt who's responsible for the recent spate of violence in this port city.
This is an international conspiracy to destabilize Karachi. Our key enemies are America, Britain and Israel, who are funding terrorist organizations in Pakistan.
Destabilizing Karachi could cripple Pakistan itself. The city of 16 million people provides 45% of the country's GDP, but foreign investors have become nervous over the increased levels of violence. Islamists or proxies of Al-Qaeda are suspected to be behind many of the attacks, but there are political tensions too, with local parties, uneasy coalition partners, with the country's ruling Pakistan People's Party. Karachi is also home to millions of people living below the poverty line. Some believe that these groups can easily be swayed through intimidation or the threat of violence.
These parties actually fan the target killings because one of the major reasons behind that could be the forthcoming local bodies polls. Because everybody, if you keep your respective ethnicity in tension, in grip of fear, you know, then you can force or compel them to vote for you. So this is the kind of, I think, the one major motive for what the three coalition partners do not appear to be willing to stop this ethnic violence here.
The situation has become so bad that paramilitary army rangers now patrol the streets as the local police force were unable to cope. This city is Pakistan's key economic hub. Financial activities here provide a lifeline and keep the country going. But the threat of violence, be it ethnic or sectarian, is threatening to derail an already struggling government. Kamal Haider, Al Jazeera, Karachi.